So, great to be back. Good to catch up with my wife, for those of you who were wondering. So after nearly 4 weeks, or was it 4 weeks? I can't remember, but anyway, it was a while. So, good to be back after a week's break. I sent a message to Jonathan and then realised that he's overseas. Had to go back, which actually works out really well because him and Sheila are now going to both be a part of the campus startup date on the 3rd of April. So that's really good. Yeah. Well, it was actually looking like, just a bit of inside knowledge, was actually looking like Sheila was going to have to do it with myself, which wasn't really the best start, but we were going to do it because then Jonathan said, no, Sheila's got the goods. And she has. So can we keep praying for Jonathan and Sheila these next couple of months? And that his work situation, things were falling into place. God is good at the last minute. This was a last minute thing so that he's now away, so that he can be back. We didn't do that. God set that up. So that's really amazing. And so this morning I want to start our whole series, which is really a spiritual direction for our church in him. And we're going to finish this morning with a connect group form, and we have I'm going to celebrate the connect group leaders next week, so please, connect group leaders, just give me a wave if you're here, connect group leaders. Great. Blammer. Who else we got here? Who's new? Who's never run a connect group before? Just give me a show. Give us a wave. Blammer and Gamma. And did I see Perry and James on that form? I did, didn't I? Perry and James. Come on, let's give these guys a hand for saying, yeah, we'll start a connect group. So next week, we're going to get all the connect group leaders up. So let's have everyone here. And that'd be fantastic. So we're going to start our vision as such a little bit this morning. I just want to sort of like start it off. And then next week, really hit it. Three main points next week. So this morning, as you leave, you're going to get a connect group form. So please decide which connect group you'd like to go to, or ring the person, and we'll talk about more of that next week as well, because we're all launching together our connect groups in a couple of weeks' time. Saying that, I just want to say this too, that this Tuesday night we have our first prayer meeting for 2016. Can I encourage everyone to be at prayer at 7 o'clock this Tuesday? And we have a leaders meeting afterwards as well. So, but let's pray together. If we're going to be in him, it's good to pray together. So can we pray as a church this Tuesday, whatever leadership capacity, whether you're a leader or not, doesn't matter. But we can all pray together or encourage one another and even just say, yes, I love that prayer or whatever it is. Can we pray together? Can we pray together? All right. So you're all coming on Tuesday night. Fantastic. That's good. All right. Let's get into this. I want to talk to you this morning about what's inside you. What's inside you? Yes, I thought I'd start off with a bit of a funny before it gets serious. What's inside you? The big man looks like he could eat about five of those, but sometimes we eat things and we wish we hadn't. Is anyone on the same page with me? They taste good while we're eating them, but 24 hours later, it's not so good. There's a rumbling going on. There's some irritation going on. There is something very wrong with what we ate or how much we ate of it. And what we allow inside of us is so important for our well-being. Turn your neighbour and say, be careful what you put inside you. And so today and the next few Sundays, I want to talk about spiritual direction that we are taking as a church, because we want to have a healthy spiritual life in 2016. Do we not? We want to be healthy in 2016. And so Andrew has already kicked that off really well this morning. And I believe it will continue to build the next couple of weeks. And so some things we allowed inside us, they affect our soul. And it is my desire that we continue to grow spiritually healthy lives. The Apostle Paul, in the book of Ephesians, prays a prayer that I want to look at a little bit this morning, and uses an introduction for 2016, in him. Everyone say with me, in him. I'm actually amazed at how many times the word in him, or two words, is used in the New Testament. I'm going to talk about this next week. Just in Colossians alone, it's used about 24 times in the first chapter. And so this is where we're heading as a spiritual direction for our church this year. So let's read from Ephesians 1, but I want to read to you from the Message Bible. Did I give you the PowerPoint for this? Ephesians 1, 17 to 19. Okay, Spirit of West, that's good. We could use that. So let me read you the whole couple of verses, 17 to 19 of Ephesians 1 from the Message. So listening, can we do that? Okay. But I do more than thank. I ask the God of my Master, Jesus Christ, the God of glory, to make you intelligent and discerning in knowing him personally. Your eyes focused and clear so that you see exactly what it is he is calling you to do. Grasp the immensity of this glorious way of life he has for Christians. Oh, the utter extravagance of his work in us who trust him. Endless energy, boundless strength. That's the Message Bible, Ephesians 1, 17 to 19. There is faith and power in these words. Who knows this faith and power in the words of the Bible? The Bible is the thing that we can turn to most if we want to get a spiritual direction for our life. But obviously we can't go through the whole Bible, so we give you snippets on Sundays, which we believe helps you have a great week. You're going to have a better week because you hear this message today. Because the Word of God, not necessarily me, but the Word of God transforms us and helps us and inspires us. And so God wants to awaken us on the inside. He wants to open our internal eye to be clear focused, spiritually awake. And that's why I put up on the screen the spirit of wisdom and revelation in him. To see the things our natural eyes cannot see. I enjoyed listening to Jonathan's message, as I said, last Sunday. And he was talking about the Red Sea experience. Who was here last week? It was a great message. It was a really good message. I was encouraged. And I was thinking about it. Moses didn't know what was going to happen to Israel at that point before they crossed the Red Sea. But he was understanding because he was in him. And as he put up the staff, as God asked him to, God opened a way. That's quite incredible. And so my natural eyesight is limited. I can't see anything close up anymore without my glasses on. My family get quite annoyed at me when I try and look at my phone without my glasses on because I just cannot see. And then when I do look at it, I've usually got the wrong number or the wrong piece of information, so I can't even tell the story properly. So I need my glasses. I was actually with Pastor David Hooper from C3 in Port Hedland a few weeks back, and he can't see close or long distance. And I could see long distance, and I was showing him what was happening out in the ocean because we'd gone down to Fremantle while he was here. And he said, I can't even see that yacht, Nigel. And so we're not talking about just our natural eyesight. My natural eyesight is limited. But even if you are a young person with incredible 20/20 vision, which we all used to have, right? Your eyes are limited. Turn to your neighbour and say, your eyes are limited. See, Paul is not talking about what we can see. He's talking about what we can't see. But the power that is within us through knowing him personally. There is a faith on the inside of you that enables you to go where you have never been before. It's the kind of internal mechanism that once it's opened in you, once you see it, you can have it. I was on a dive boat and I happened to be with my friend who I just put my arm around, Dom Sinek, in the Great Barrier Reef. It was a few years ago, and we decided that both of us would do a night dive with a few other people that were experienced, because most of the guys were inexperienced on this particular boat. And so we're out in the on the Barrier Reef somewhere. I have no idea where we were, but anyway, a long way out. And we were staying for the night out on the Barrier Reef. And the dive master actually put up a chart and showed us where all the things were that we were going to dive around. So he drew a diagram and said we'd go in a sort of a semicircle and there was this and that to look at. And then he looked at me and he said, well, you lead the team. And it's dark. The boat's dark. It's dark in the water. I have never dived this site before. And I said, no, let him do it. Not Dom, another guy who had just about as much experience as we had. And you know, when you can't see something, it's very difficult to know how to lead people. And so I should have probably just said yes and got everyone lost or something. But anyway, but once we were down and he decided he would lead them, and he's a maritime captain, so I kind of had hope in him. Once we started and I saw the first object, I thought I could have done this. This is easy. Because now I can see. I was in the dark, but now I can see. That's how faith works. We're in the dark, we're not sure, but we know that God wants us to do something. We know that when we're in him, he wants us to move in a certain area. Don't say no, just move and see what God will do. Amen. He will open up your eyes to things, but you've got to do something. You can't do nothing. The way we learn how to do things, big things, new things, things we haven't done before, is to watch someone else actually do it. You pick up tips, knowledge, understanding by following what someone else is doing. I can see some great things happening this year in C3 Frio and Wellard. I can see people coming to Christ at C3 Wellard. Now, I'll explain this in a minute because I think it's important. And some of you probably don't think about it because you're at work and you're just here, and that's great. But this is my job. I should know, right? At least some things. I hope so. See, I can see people coming in who are going to help build his church this year. I can see people being discipled through connect groups. I can see new leaders being raised up. Fantastic. Seeing Isla and Crystal this morning. Just as one example of many. Kids leaders that I didn't even know existed when I went to the camp. It's fantastic. I can see new leaders being raised up. You know what else I can see? I can see his church expanding. I can see people coming to Christ wherever we go. And I can see good news unfolding in people's lives. I said I can see good news happening in your life through Christ in him. I can see the miraculous hand of God at work. It happens on the inside first. It's just empty words if there's nothing behind it, right? There's got to be the substance. It happens on the inside first. Whatever you build in the spiritual will actually manifest in the natural. It would have been much easier to just be comfortable with where we're at and not worry about Wellard. But something's growing in many of our hearts. So you've got to move on those kind of situations. And we don't know how it's going to turn out. We're kind of in the dark a little bit, but who knows that God has some good things in store. It may not always be easy. This church wasn't built on easy, was it, Dom and Diane? It was 7 years of actual, it was fantastic. Before I put my foot in it. Because there's people out here who are going to help start other campuses. Amen. And the hard work's been done. The ground's been trodden now. It's going to become easier. Yes. And easier. Yes. And so his desire is to make you intelligent and discerning. Yeah. Turn to your neighbor and say, his desire is to make you intelligent and discerning. Some of you are already proud and saying that you want to be more intelligent, but that's okay. Your eyes focused and clear. Come on. Your eyes focused and clear. You have learnt the ways to be in him and remain in him. There's a psalm that I want to talk about in a couple of weeks, which will explain this even more. Your energy, your focus, your internal being is in Christ. And whatever level you're at right now, just give him a little bit and see what he will do. Your measure of faith doesn't have to be the same. The Bible doesn't say that, but just give him something and see what God can do for you. And so there's unknown territory ahead in your life. You don't know what 2016 holds for your life. There's new things. The world can't see those things, but you can because you have an internal eye. You have the in him. He's in here. And as you actually are aware of him and commune with him, you can do incredible things that the world can't even see. That's worth a clap to the Lord, I reckon. Come on. You have the map. You may not think you have it, but you already have the map. You have his drawing written on the inside of you. It's clear. All that remains is to do. It's when we stop and do nothing, when we procrastinate. And I know we're all different temperaments, but we've got to do something so that God can move in our life. And so you've got to keep building and meditating on what you cannot see with your natural eye, but you can see with your spiritual eye. What are you got to keep building and meditating on? Those things that you can see with your spiritual eye. Keep thinking, keep seeing the image God has planted within you. He wants you to think about his future. He wants you to think about his future and he'll take care of your future. Now, some enemies. Fear and doubt will rob you of joy. Sheila knows all about that. She was the first one to say, oh yeah. Fear and doubt will rob you of joy. And we all fear and doubt, right? Wish we didn't. But they get less as we mature in Christ. Some things are just inconsequential anymore. Other enemies, anxiety. And depending on our temperament, some of these will affect us more than others. What about demons? They're real. Poor self-image, I could go on. See, the devil will do everything he can to stop the power within you from coming to fruition. Is that true? And that's why Paul is saying, I am praying for a spirit of wisdom and revelation for you that it gets inside of you. It's got to get inside of you. In him, inside you. Point to the screens with me. In him, inside me. Thank you. Just feel like we're in kids' class. It's good. I know you're all mature here this morning, but see, the devil will do everything he can to stop the power within you. Like I said, you have got to be in him so that he can open your eyes to see new things, to see amazing things. And I have often found, haven't you, and the Moses is a typical story, as Jonathan was preaching about last week, where it's like it's crossroad time that then God does something incredible. I wish sometimes he didn't do it that way, but he does. Because he wants to see our faith grow from strength to strength. Can you imagine if Moses decided he wasn't going to do anything? He wasn't going to raise his staff. It could have been a very different situation, right? I'd say there would have been a lot of bloodshed. And so you've got to be in him so that you can open your eyes. So as I was saying, we were doing this night dive. Dom and I and a few others. And I have my torch out front. And I come around this bend. We're only in about 10 metres of water, I'd say. And I come around this bend, and there's these two massive rocks. And there on the bottom, as I shine my torch, was the biggest turtle that I'd ever seen in my entire life. It was bigger than me. You know, just seeing that thing, it was a green turtle, I was told, and it was sort of flapping, getting itself ready to go to sleep. And, you know, just making its little hole there on the white sand. And I was kind of like, wow. I can see you're really excited like I was. But when you're underwater and you see this thing, it's actually quite incredible, right, Dom? Someone's going to encourage me. And, you know, you don't see new things until you start to do them. Until you actually start to move in a direction that is in him. And once you have seen a thing, it can't not happen. Once you have seen a thing, it can't not happen. It's there. It's already conceived. It's going to grow. It's going to take place. It's a mystery to the world, but it's no mystery to you. Can you imagine rocking up to your workmates and going, I had this amazing experience. No, don't do that. Okay, let's move on. You know, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. The New King James Version of this scripture, Ephesians 1. Growth is coming this year in your own walk with him. Will you believe that with me today?
Yes.
Maturity is coming to many, establishing yourself in the faith. Some of you are already mature, but we can still be more established, right? And so healing is coming in 2016.
Yes.
I said healing is coming in 2016. Yes. In him. In him. It's got to be in him. Momentum comes through being in him. And then you will know the hope of his calling. And God has got things in your future that he wants you to see. And if you look at what you haven't got, you'll always be discouraged. Who's done that? We all have, right? You see, I have some friends. And I like their life. They have multiple houses. They have multiple cars. One of my friends has got, like, I can't remember how many vehicles. And he's known one of them. Actually, I better not say because it's recorded, right? Anyway. You know, and I look at their life and at times you go, wow. But then I look at some of the, you know, we can look at some of the things that are most important. See, material stuff doesn't make you happy. You have the best thing inside of you. You have the best thing inside of you. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we are in him, it doesn't matter whether we have much or little, we have all that we require. God can build on that. Be grateful with what you have or you haven't today. And you know, you can live with regret. Let it go in 2016. Let's get on with just being in Him and seeing what God can do in 2016. You are you. I took a long time to work this out. I am me. You are you. I am me and you are you. I'm so grateful for Wesley Moore because he's a unique character. I am blessed by this man. I am blessed that he took his entire staff and took a week off work so that he could be a part of the kids' camp a few weeks ago. You see, that's an in him moment that he must have had. Do you hear what I'm saying this morning? If we're going to do something great, then let's work. Yes? I'm talking about real work. Let's go to work. Let's do that. Yeah, get up. You can do whatever you like. Hand out communion, do that. Hand out communion, do that too. You know, we've got to do those things. Don't be lazy, but let's be purposeful about everything that we're doing so that it's focus is in Him. The Message Bible, Ephesians 1:20, all this energy issues from Christ. All this energy issues from Christ. Don't go wasting your energy. Like the, let's put up that next PowerPoint, that's great. He is in charge of it all, has the final word on everything. He's in charge of it all. Say it with me, He's in charge of it all. He has the final word on everything. But we can shut Him down when problems overwhelm us. Now listen, I'm going to keep speaking for 5 minutes or so. So just hold your communion in your hands, put it on the floor, I don't mind. There's a story of Elisha and his servant. And they were under immense attack. You know, whenever you're doing something great for God, there's immense attack. Whenever you step out of the boundaries of just living and move into an area of faith, there is always going to be some kind of attack on your life. But I am grateful, and you know, if you're here today and you are a first generation Christian, if you don't have family in the house of God, you're the first person in your family, or you're no one else in your family, there's going to be attack on your life because the devil doesn't want to see a family turn into the kingdom of God. But I'm here this morning because the word of God says that as you hang on, the word of God says that as you develop the in Him, in you, that you can conquer those demons, those fears, those outbreaks, those anxieties, those fears, because there is nothing greater than an experience of the Almighty holding you up. He's the Almighty God. So, Ronald Reagan says this, evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. It's back a bit. We had it up before. Ronald Reagan actually quoted that a few years back. Evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. And Elisha prayed to the servant. You know, when you're in Him, you can pray for others and they can see things that you didn't think possible. Who'd like to be more in Him this year? The Syrian invaders are coming. He saw all the chariots, the servant, and he panicked. And he looked at Elisha as a young man and he said, Elisha, what are we going to do? How are we going to get out of this situation? We're trapped. They've got chariots all around the city. They're targeting us. We're dead men. Sounds like a movie, right? And Elisha prayed this prayer. And he said, let him see that the enemies are nothing compared to what we have over these people. There's more, this is what I'm trying to say, there's more of them that are for us than of them that are not. And up from behind the mountain come the choppers. And all the forces and the angels of God were able to blind the Syrian invaders and send them right into the heart of the people that they were trying to invade. And they were sent home, no bloodshed. Everything was okay, and they never, it's recorded in history that they never invaded again. Our God is great. Do you think that Elisha knew everything that was going to happen before he prayed that prayer to his servant? Let him see that there's more of us than them? I don't think so. Can we be in him with all faith and all power and all might that the Lord Jesus Christ may reign in our life? I have got his authority. Come on, let's hold our communion now. Say it with me. I have got his authority. I have got his ability. I have got his power. I have his word. I have his angels backing me. I have God in heaven on my side. I can see a way through. And Father, today, I pray that every one of us would rise up on the inside, that we would be in him. That we would be called to build the house of God. Your church, which Jesus resides as head over, at the right hand of the Father, all powerful. We thank you that there's nothing greater. We thank you that there's nothing better. We thank you that there's nothing safer. We thank you, Lord, that all provision and all things come and will come into our life through knowing you and being in you. In the mighty name of Jesus. People of God said, amen. Why don't you take of communion this morning? I will too. Thank you, God. Lord, we want to thank you that you are the preeminent one. All-encompassing, all-powerful. You're a good God. We love you, Lord. And I pray that as we kick off 2016 and church life, that we would be in you. And when we fail you, we'll get back with you. Because we're all going to fail you, Lord. I'm going to fail you. I'm going to have moments which I wish I hadn't said. But Lord, I thank you that we can come back to you. And that your arms are open, that you love us. We want to be with you in 2016. So, again, open your eyes. I really like the way that the Apostle Paul finishes this in Ephesians 1, 22, 23. He says this. There it is. At the center of this, Christ rules the church. It's a small sentence. but it's a powerful one. At the center of this, Christ rules the... The church you see is not peripheral to the world. The world is peripheral to the church. Peripheral means outermost fringe. So this sentence could read, the church you see is not on the outermost fringe to the world. The world is on the outermost edge of to the church. There's some power going on in his church. Come on. There's some power going on in his church. He is the bride coming back for his church. He is the head of his. The center of the universe is his. It's the place where your dreams become reality. It all starts and flows from the house of God. How important is the house of God? The enemy has some plans for you, but now you are in his church. The enemy tried to make you fearful, but now you have his spirit. The enemy tried to make you sick, but you rebuked him in Jesus' name. The enemy tried to pull you down through wave after wave of bad news and trouble. But you saw a way through. You have Jesus inside of you. So if you're going through that trouble right now, just stay on the course with him. Stay in him. It's going to turn around. It's going to be okay. He's going to make a way where there isn't a way. It's his word. Will you stand on his word with me today? You know, let's look at him in 2016 and radiate him. Radiate him. I can get sweeter in my 52nd year. Can you? Whatever year you're in? I made a few people smile at least. Father, today we pray that you would bless every single person here. And I thank you, Lord, that we have some experience in him, that we will be transformed, that we will see. We'll see great things as we step into what you have for us, and we will see new things that we thought were never possible, but then we realize that nothing is impossible for you. The people of God said, amen. Amen. God bless you. Don't forget, as we leave this morning, take a connect group form, and look forward to seeing you Tuesday night for prayer, because that's what we all said we were going to.